In this segment of our Regatta 2009 interviews, I had the opportunity to catch up with 28-time pro champion Serge Corbin. Serge will not be paddling this year. Here's our conversation.
Will we see Serge Corbin at the General Clinton?
No, not this year. I didn't train this winter. I work a lot in the house. I didn't have time to.
Have you done any other races up in Canada?
No. I just start paddling a little bit right now.
You're planning to do any races this season?
Yeah, maybe some small race around. I have, because there's one kid here, he lost his partner, Denis Marquis, his back is sore, and he called me, and I said, okay, I'll go with you, and I start training a little bit with him.
So have you just decided that have a lot of other things going on with your business, that canoe racing might start to take a back seat now?
Oh, I did that a few years ago. You know, I'm not like I used to be. You know, I have some other things to do, and I do it now. You know, if you paddle, you don't have time to do nothing. You know, if you spend 5-6 hours a day in the water, you don't do nothing. And I think, you know, I have to get my business going a little bit. You know, I had a little bit of problem too, a couple of years, and you get older too. You know, some little problems, and you have to wait. But this year, I thought that I wanted to do a little bit more this year, but I didn't have time to train like I wanted.
With doing all the other things you're doing now, are you thinking that in the future you'd get back into it?
Yeah, I would like to if I get more time, you know, if I can finish a little bit things around the house, and relax a bit more, and paddle a bit more.
What is it like for you not to make the trip down to Cooperstown and Bainbridge for the General Clinton? Does it feel weird not to come to this race?
Not now, the first 2 years, yes, but... I'm not in enough, you know. I don't paddle enough, and when you paddle, then you ride in and you train all the time, and you know, I would like to do it if I'm in shape, but not, you know, if I'm not ready to do it, I won't do it.
How are things going for your boat making business?
It's pretty good. It's kind of late a bit this year, but I finally get in, you know, because I work a lot in the house. I want to finish a lot of things, and I start kind of late, build my boats, and you know, get the business going too at the same time. Or I didn't have time for training.
Do you think you're going to be getting in shape enough to do the Classique, possibly?
I don't know. If I, you know, I'll decide that. That will be like middle of summer or something. You know, like July, you have to start to put a lot of time and more long training. I mean, I'm training right now, but I don't do a long one. I just go for hour and a half, 2 hours. It's not enough to do those big races. You have to put more time than that.
Last year, there was the possibility that you were considering it with Steve Corlew from Michigan doing the Clinton. Do you still stay in touch with Steve?
We're thinking to doing that, but, you know, as I tell you, I didn't get in shape in the winter. I didn't call Steve and tell him, you know, I want to get in shape. I didn't have time.
I really appreciate you getting back to me, Serge. I always enjoy talking with you. And again, this year we will miss not having you down at this event that you have won 28 times. And I just hope we will see you in the future.
Yeah, I would like to. You know, maybe next year again. But you will know when I'll do it. You know, if I race, I want to have, you know, I know when I get in shape. I know I need the time to do it. And if I just do it for the fun of it, it's not the same thing for me right now. You know, I can do for fun if I want. But, you know, if I know I go those big races, I'll be in shape to do it.
We hope to see you back soon, Serge. And again, thank you so much for calling me back.
Okay, no problem.
28-time General Clinton Canoe Regatta Champion, Serge Corbin. We hope he'll make the trip next year. For Regatta Coverage 2009, I'm Craig Stevens on WCDO.